Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Coming up, we're going to talk about pension choices, the pros and cons of taking the lump sum, the pros and cons of taking a pension choice from your company, and we're going to discuss the different options coming up in the next few minutes.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
All right, John, we're jumping right in. We've got an email question from Glenn in Burbank. We're talking once again with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, based right there in Hickory Hills. John, Glenn says, I've got to make a choice soon on my pension. My wife says take the lump sum, but I hate to leave money on the table like that. What are the big pros and cons of both? Now, pensions are an endangered species. So do you see folks coming in with company pensions a lot?
Well, I believe that. I mean, a lot of times here in Chicago, Kit, I mean, we do see quite a bit of it. And we do what we call a pension max. It's a strategy that we sit down with clients. But again, what happens is we need to see, Glenn, what I need to do is see a copy of your summary plan description from your company to see what pension choices you have. Sometimes the lump sum is the way to go. I mean, the nice thing about having the lump sum is it's yours. You control it. Okay. You control the asset. You decide where you want to put that. The cons to it sometimes is you might possibly be able to get a little bit more money from a pension as far as monthly payouts, depending on how they have it structured. But we need to see the numbers, and your company will provide them to you. They have to by law. So by us taking a look at it, see what the choices are for your spouse. I mean, they're the big options that we have to sit down and decide on, especially if you're married. Okay, we want to find out what the story is as far as how much income your spouse is going to get. You know, generally speaking, you protect the spouse where if something happens to you, she'll either get 70% of the pension or 50% of the pension, depending on what option you choose. The negative part about that with a lot of companies is if you take that option and say your spouse predeceases you, some plans, you're stuck at that lower amount for the rest of your life. Some plans do have pop-up provisions where they allow you to step back up to what you would have been originally if you lose a spouse. But when both spouses pass away, now the negative is that there's nothing left for the children. There's no legacy. By having the lump sum, as you're ensuring that they're going to get a legacy, whatever is left. Also, by doing pension max, we had a lady came in here this week. We had a couple came in. They were retiring. He worked downtown. He was in the union. He was going to be getting $4,800 a month for 100% of his pension on a monthly amount. He did not have the lump sum option in his plan, but he was able to get $4,800 a month. The choice he was going to be taking was he was going to take $3,900 per month, so his wife would get half of that, which was, I think their numbers were coming in close at $1,850 for his spouse. So he was taking almost a $900 per month drop in his pension to ensure that she would get half of his amount. What we were able to do with him was, because he's in complete 100% healthy, he's in great shape, we're able to take that $900 a month, because it was going to be the same as what it was anyway, and purchase a life insurance policy on him, which would automatically replace 100% of his pension should he pass away to his spouse. So she would then get the whole $4,800. It was going to provide more than $4,800, actually, in this scenario.
That's great.
But the thing about it, Kit, is it was tax-free. Oh. So she was going to receive a huge tax-free lump sum that we're now going to be able to generate the $4,800 per month for her.
And see, this is what we're talking about every single week here on the Financial Safari. There are so many options out there, and it's really tough to know all of the options without sitting down with an expert.
And it's the truth, because 70% of Americans choose the wrong option. Mm-hmm. Because no matter how they look at it, when you choose that pension option to protect your spouse, you're buying a life insurance policy whether you realize it or not. Because you're just getting a reduction in your amount to ensure that that payment will be there for your spouse down the road. Now, the nice thing about this couple's situation was they had two children. Okay, what they were going to do there, so if Mike predeceased, so Mike died, okay, his wife Nancy was going to receive all of the money tax-free in a lump sum to her. Now, that was going to generate an income for her. Now, when she died, the remainder of that lump sum is going to be available for the two kids. which was going to be a significant amount of money that would not have been available to them had they went with the pension choices through the union. They would not get a nickel once mom and dad dies. On the other hand, if Nancy died before him, now he's got this $900 a month life insurance policy. The kids are very successful. They're both doing well in their own right. They were going to take $450 apiece, pay the premiums for their father. So now he still gets his whole, he's still getting 100% of his pension, the $4,800. They're paying dad the money. So he's not getting any reduction like he would have had she predeceased, because he did not have a step-up provision in his options. So he's now receiving his full $4,800. Their kids are paying in $450 apiece for the pension that would no longer be available to mom should something happen to her. And everybody was on board, because now the two kids are going to receive that lump sum because they're going to be the beneficiaries of it. It was going to be for the wife, but she's now died, but the children were the contingent beneficiaries. Mm-hmm. So now the two kids, I mean, you want to talk about an investment that's going to be tax-free. They're both going to receive almost $480,000 tax-free if something were to happen to their father. It's leaving a legacy.
Well, this is why it's so amazing, because right there, that entire scenario seems like a Rube Goldberg contraption, very complex in all of the steps of what it does and what causes the next thing and ifs and thens. But this is why it's so helpful to sit down for that initial consultation, go over where you stand, and find out if there are some options out there you haven't considered because you think they may be too complicated, when in reality, they're very easy to set up, very easy to maintain, and they're going to put you on better footing as you head into retirement, not just you, but your loved ones. This is why it's so important to get that education. You can call John Kelly today at 800-477-1135. Sit down with the team at Kelly Financial Services and make sure you are on the right track heading forward. Now, when we're talking about pensions, John, like if folks do have a pension or will have one, how much of their plan should that be? Now, you're talking about the possibility of combining a pension with a life insurance policy. So when you're looking at the amounts, the back and forth, the percentages, how do you figure that out for any individual couple?
Well, what we do is, first of all, I said a lot depends. I mean, sometimes we're not able to do that, especially if the person that has the pension, the participant, is not insurable. So, I mean, obviously we have to have an insurable participant. Mm-hmm. But in the last few months here, we've done several of them where, you know, we're able to leave a legacy for the families. But what we do is we work with the numbers that are within their pensions. So sometimes the pensions actually beat what we can do. So you have to actually run the numbers. So that's why we have to look at everybody's individual plans. We got to get the numbers from their plan participants and through their plan administrators, which they have to give them. Now we can sit down and run a complete analysis. So most people make the wrong choices when it comes to filing for these pension options, just like for filing for their Social Security benefits. People leave a lot of money on the table because they just don't know that these choices are available to them. You know, whether it's about taking the lump sum option, there are so many different choices. And again, a lot has to do with the plans themselves. A lot has to do with the individuals if they're healthy. But it all comes down to sitting down and planning and taking a look at it.
And that's why we've partnered with John. Every single week, we make sure that there are spaces open on his calendar specifically for radio listeners. Everyone who's listening to the Financial Safari, you have an opportunity now to get the help you need. You can call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. And if they call now, they can take advantage of your weekly offer. Isn't that right, John?
Absolutely, kid. Any one of our listeners, come on in. We'll sit down. We'll do it. If you have a pension, bring it in. We'll do the complete pension plan analysis for you. We'll also do an income plan analysis for you, where we'll sit down and show you exactly what we need to do income-wise. We'll also do a Social Security maximization report for them. And we give everybody a copy of Patrick Kelly's number one bestseller book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. And depending on the situation for the clients, what they come over with, I mean, we provide living trusts and we provide wills for our clients as well through our legal team here. So it's a complete total package we put together here for our listeners.
The number is 800-477-1135. So easy to set up that initial consultation and get on the right track to that successful retirement. If you're heading into retirement and you're not sure what to do about your pension, whether to take a lump sum, whether to spread it out across your lifetime, or if there may be some options that you haven't considered for combining it with other vehicles in order to get more success out of the same amount of money. Today is the day to get your questions answered. The number again, 800-477-1135. We'll be back with John in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Financial Safari.
You're listening to The Financial Safari News Network.
Inflation has been low for years and is still running at a low level. So, you may ask, why worry about inflation in our retirement planning? Well, Coach Pete warns that even low inflation constantly erodes your dollars. And now that retirement is lasting longer than ever, the accumulated loss of buying power can have a disastrous effect on your savings. While CDs are safe, their low interest rate of return is on track to be outpaced by inflation. So, Coach advises caution as always, but he adds that your portfolio needs built-in growth vehicles to outpace inflation.